72 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check in on the commodity markets on this Monday. We bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington. And Aaron, after a bit of a roller coaster ride last week, what are we doing here to start off this week?
Well, a lot quieter here this morning, Brian. We're seeing mostly lower prices, although just marginally lower here as the market continues to be kind of quiet. Like you mentioned last week, we were up early in the week and then took the wind out of the sails there late in the week, and then saw the commitment of traders report on Friday afternoon, showed the funds actually a little longer than the market was anticipating on corn and soybeans for the managed money, and that seems to kind of be limiting the upside here a little bit this morning. Still mixed forecast here for the short term. It's going to be awful warm in some parts of the corn belt here over the next few days. It'll probably serve a little bit of a detriment to those areas that are on the drier side, but then maybe some rain chances again coming in this weekend. So kind of a mixed forecast there on the market, just kind of causing it to take a little breath here and really not seeing much direction yet so far. We do have September corn at 375, down a penny and a quarter. December corn at 387 and three quarters, down one and three quarters. March corn at 398 and a half, down one and three quarters. August soybeans at 988 and a half, that's down a half. November soybeans at $10 and a quarter of a cent, that's down one and a quarter. January soybeans at 10.09 and one quarter, that's down one. September Chicago wheat at 5.07 and a quarter, down three and a half. December Chicago wheat at 5.31, down three and three quarters. September Kansas City wheat 5.06 and three quarters, that's down six and three quarters. December KC wheat at 5.33 and a quarter, down six and three quarters. September Minneapolis wheat at 761 and three quarters, up three and three quarters. December mini wheat at 763 and three quarters, that's up three and one half. Livestock markets here showing August cattle at 117.72, down seven. October cattle 118.77, up 20. August feeders 154.17, down 10. September feeders at 154.15, up seven. July hogs 92.50, that's down 10. August hogs at 80.75, up 85. NOPA crush will be out early this morning around 11 o'clock. We'll also have export inspections out at 10 o'clock. Crop progress out this afternoon at 3 o'clock Central Time. Expecting corn and bean ratings to be 1 to 2% lower in the good to excellent category. Otherwise, Brian, a pretty quiet start to the week, and we'll see as the weather forecasts unfold as the week goes on.
All right, Aaron. Well, we appreciate the update.
Yep, anytime. Have a great day.
You too. Aaron Curtis joining us from Midco in Bloomington on this Monday. It's 8:59, 73 degrees and sunshine right now in Urbana. Quick glance at current conditions around the rest of the WIOL listening area. 65 degrees at last check in Bloomington Normal. 67 in Decatur, 68 in Danville, up to 71 degrees right now in Charleston-Mattoon, 71 degrees in Rantoul. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, partly to mostly sunny skies, a high of 84 degrees, northeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight dropping to a low of 62 degrees. Sunny skies for the day tomorrow and a high of 87. More heat back on Wednesday. Sunny, hot, and humid, a high of 93. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.